Hubhopper Originals.
Hello and welcome to House of Josh Season 2, your unmounted dose of Josh with Omkar Chaudhary. There are very few people in the industry who create songs based on their real life incidents. And today we have got one such celebrity, one such magnanimous star, a well-known artist in the industry, none other than Dino James. Hey, hi Dino, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for inviting me.
All right, Dino. And if I'm not wrong, on October 2016, you came up with your first rap song, Loser. And after that, Girlfriend, Kalia, Unstoppable, Ma. And now a latest release, Chemical, which is an absolutely a sensational performance by you. I mean, you have always been super good. You have been super marvelous with your work, the kind of songs that you release. So tell us more about Chemical. We are so keen on knowing the journey of Chemical and how did you produce it?
Well, it started off with a thought, Chemicals. So I thought about an idea that, you know, it's not love. It's all about chemical reaction, which is happening in your body. So when I thought about a title called Chemicals, I've experimented that with a lot of my friends. And I told them that, what do you think about chemicals? They said, probably it's about drugs. It's about other things that we do. I said, no, it's about actually about love chemicals, which is actually, you know, goes on in your body. And you think it's very divine. But it's actually not. It's just a chemical reaction. So that gave me a lot of motivation to actually write this song. And I was looking for how to approach this song. So I was looking for a beat. And, you know, we discussed this with Nilesh. And he came up with a fantastic beat. And that's how I, you know, it all started. Then I started writing. Then, you know, Caprila came in on board. And just everything just fell in place.
True, true. By any chance, are you a science student?
I am not. I used to be very bad in science. I used to love English and history. That's not my cup of tea at all.
Right, but I think you're very good with the physics and the chemistry and especially the chemicals because you have given a wonderful and a sensational performance and it has crossed almost 3 million on YouTube.
Yeah, it's probably on 5 million now on YouTube. So yeah, I mean, it's a new thing for me. It's a you know new approach for me, and I absolutely loving the kind of response, you know, that audience, the kind of love that audience are pouring on for this song. Yeah.
Very true. Very
really
true.
Happy.
Exactly. And the other thing that I really wanted to ask you is like I've been really keen on asking you. The first song that you released was Loser, and talking about the latest one, Chemical. So what kind of transformation did you go through? I mean, definitely there must have been a lot of ups and downs in the journey, but how would you look at this transformation of Dino?
It's a complete growth. It's an artist growth. You start off with something else. I wanted to talk. I wanted to speak my state of mind. That's how I started getting into rapping. You know, I had no connections with any group. It's just that the desperation to talk about what's going on in your system. It started off with Loser. And then, you know, I got into music and it's a nonstop growth that you grow. Every single day you're growing, you're learning. So I see a lot of changes in my flow. When I used to listen to Eminem's interview, and he used to say, you know, it took me a lot of time to crack my flow. I never used to understand that what is it all about? So, you know, it's an internal thing which is going on and it's a constant growth. So when I listen to my songs, you know, what I used to do and what I'm doing right now, it's a lot of ease. A lot of things have sorted. A lot of ideas have cracked. But still, you are all obviously searching for new things. But, you know, it's a growth. It's a process that you have to go through. So right. I'm really lucky, and I learned it in a hard way that I used to do 7 minute a long song, which I'm going to do it again. But you know, but slowly I'm understanding how to structure a song, what to do with a song, you know, how to sound nice, how to use my flows differently, how to select a beat properly. So it's a process. It's a beautiful, wonderful process, bro.
And you're trusting the process.
You have to trust the process. You have to trust your guts and you have to trust your process because you can't actually, you know, I remember, you know, talking to Shahdaab Rehan about my sound and I used to tell him that, you know, I don't know how to improve. I don't know how I want to do this. There's something in your system and you're constantly talking and you're telling, I want to do this. And he always used to tell me that, you know, it's a process. You know, I know the questions, I know the angst, I know everything, but it's a process that you have to trust because it's not something going to come and somebody's going to crack it overnight. It's an internal thing that you go through. And suddenly you realize, because a lot of artists also, you know, the biggest of the artists that you see right now, including Arijit, including everybody, including Eminem, and including Dr. Dre's and everybody, you know, you listen to the sound, what they used to sound, and you what how they are sounding now, you know. So it's a process which you can't help it. You have to be stick with what you do. You have to do it day in and day out. You have to trust yourself, and you have to be that guy who doesn't know what's going on in the room, so that you can start absorbing it and learning more.
Exactly. I think I'll really hold on to the word that you said. It's the artist evolution that keeps on happening, right? From the first song.
Definitely, bro. Definitely.
Is pursuing, right. And also you mentioned the word gut. I think there's something more I want to talk about gut. There are many artists. I mean, once the person is famous, he's a celebrity, they want to keep all their things intact. They don't want it out on the people, like, you know, on the covers or maybe out there through the magazines. But I mean, it's completely opposite in your case. You want to talk it out, rather sing it out to the people and tell out your story loudly, which reaches millions of people. Where do you get this gut feeling from?
Yeah, because this is, like I said, this is why I got into rap music, because I wanted to talk, you know. Main Dino nahi hu if I'm not actually talking about my story. I lost my dog and I've gone through that pain. And I just said that, you know, I just want to tell what happened, how was Hancock and how I lost him. I just wanted to say what was the feeling when I was struggling for money, and I used to constantly look at that auto rickshaw meter. And you used to say, when it's going to be 50 rupees, I'm going to step out, no matter where I am right now. That's the only thing that I can afford. So these are the things that I thought that it was not commercial interest. It was not about me being, you know, getting into rap music. It's only about me expressing something. I just wanted to say it. Even Bhokal, even for Chemicals and all my coming songs also. If it doesn't actually hit me, I will not go and write a song. It has to come and hit me. There are so many songs that we initiate and we do, and you don't feel it later in your gut. You said, I don't feel it anymore.
Right.
You know, right. So I don't do it, you know. So it's you have to listen to your gut rather than your brains at times. And gut will never lie to you. Yeah, it will never lie to you, bro. You have to listen to it.
Very true. I mean, I completely resonate with the fact that unless and until it hits you, we don't want to proceed with it. But in today's world, when we talk about the commercialization and then the bigger brands, is there a point wherein you have to compromise, or have you compromised? Mm-hmm. Never.
You have to come in terms, actually. You have to find a middle ground where you can. No, you can. What compromise is a negative word. What you actually do is you find your middle way.
Right.
Where I can actually, you know, you come 50% and you bring other 50% in the same plate. And then you do it. I mean, you can't obviously do how you used to do before. But right now, there are things have changed. Now you have bigger responsibilities, that people are listening to you. They're expecting product from you. They're expecting songs coming out. They are expecting new music. So one thing, even if it's a big thing, you keep on doing it, it's going to get monotonous. So obviously you have to listen to the market now, because it's more to do with not just you anymore. It's due to with the brand and a lot of people who are associated with you. So yeah, things have changed, but it is difficult. It's not easy to actually to be real. It's not easy at all, but you have to constantly be very aware and, you know, and surround yourself with people who will genuinely give you feedbacks and be very ruthless, like your friends around you, your manager, your everybody who's just point blank and tell you, bro, you're going, I don't think this is you, you know. Right. I think you're just getting influenced probably by somebody, or I think that you should not write this, you know. I think this is probably not working. So I'm lucky actually to have you know, good, genuine, honest people around me to tell me what it is.
Right. And actually, the point that we are currently talking on, like, you know, wherein you told me that we have to find a middle way out and make sure that, you know, there's a win-win situation on both the ends. And also not forgetting the fact that it is a creative industry. It is a creative industry unless and until the artist feels it, he's not able to emote it out.
Right.
And today's world, there are two things which really matters. One is the time, the duration, the frequency, and the other aspect is the the numbers that you deal with. Maybe the numbers of the paychecks, or maybe the numbers of the views or the subscribers. So how do you sort of balance this, both the things? Like, you have to release a song maybe in a span of 2 months or maybe in a span of 1 month. And again, it has to do a journey of 10 millions, 15 millions. So how do you sort of balance this, both the things?
That's none of your business, actually, to be honest with you. It's not in your hand. Your business is not to get into, you know, views. Your business is not to analyze. I've got my management to do that. I've got people, they've got jobs who've been actually doing it. If you get into all these things as a creative guy, you're exhausting your energy doing unnecessary things. This is not your job. You know, you are going to miss out on something. That's okay. That's fine. But you are here to create a product. That's all you have to care about. You get very tempted. I know what you're saying, you know. In this social media world, it's very easy to get tempted and to get into everything. And there is advice coming from everywhere. And people are telling you to do this, to do that. You have to do this. You have to multitask. You have to blah, blah, blah. But you, again, like I said, you have to be very honest in what you do. And I do my songs. That's all I do. Because I can't afford to spend my emotional energy to somewhere else and get exhausted, getting angry or frustrated and whatever, whatever. You know, if the song is not good, doing good, it's not doing good. What are you going to know about it? Yeah, you can read some comments. You can see some feedbacks. And that's you're going to get probably in a day's time. You will come to know that what's going good and what's not going good and how you want to improve. Or you could have done that and you could have done this. You can do all these things. But eventually, it's nothing. You don't have any control over it. My song is gone. Whether it's do good, it's not doing good. You can take the learning out of it and then detach yourself from the process. Detach. And get back to the studio, get back to your laptop, get back to your guitar, and just focus. It's difficult. It's not easy at all.
Yeah.
It's difficult, but you have to do it. If you want to be consistent and if you have to be effective, like somebody said, you know, I remember somebody said, I never want to be popular. I always wanted to be effective.
Oh, popularity that hit me just hard.
You know, popular. Yeah, it's T.D. Jose actually once said, and that hit me hard too when I heard it. I never wanted to be known. I always wanted to be effective. So when Loser released, when Ma released, when Handcuff released, I wanted that effect to go to people. I wanted that song to hit me the way that emotion hit me at that point of time. And that was my win. And popularity to yaar, uska ek substitute, uska ek byproduct hai. You're gonna get popular anyways. You know.
Right.
So you don't have to be focused on, oh my God, where is the popularity? You don't have to.
Right. Because when you are sticking around your job of creating music, creating a good content, I think the byproduct, that is popularity, is anyways going to dive in.
Correct. You know, money is going to come. You don't have to care about money. You don't have to care about numbers. You don't have to care about your paycheck. It is going to come. Where is it going to go? You know, it's not going anywhere. So if you're going to put all your energy thinking about your money and numbers and blah, 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 which is natural. So you are exhausting your creative energy in doing something else, which is, I don't want to do that. And I don't do it at all.
Right. And the way you sort of put it across that, you know, if a certain song is not doing well, you sort of have to detach yourself from that entire system and get back to the studio. Like, tell us something.
No, even if it's doing
it.
Well, I'm telling you. Even if you're doing well, I'm saying. Even if it's doing well, I'm saying.
All right. So it's like...
Even if it's doing well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So even if the song is doing well or not so well, you always want to sort of detach from the previous system and move on and create something new.
See, like somebody said, I mean, you don't want to get... I was just watching one interview and somebody said that you don't want to get very excited when your stock goes up, because you don't want to actually get very demotivated when it goes down.
Right.
So you have to maintain a balance. Obviously, you feel very happy. Obviously, you feel very sad. It's human. Mm-hmm. But you have to learn the craft of not getting too excited and too hyper and too hopeful for everything.
Loved it. You know? Loved it, Dino.
And just detach. I mean, you don't want to get too sad and too heartbroken when your things are not going the way that you want to go. And likewise also, you don't want to get too excited because you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow with your song, you know. So one thing that you can do, what I do, is get back to work, get back to the people that you love and they love you, you know. So those are the people who are going to stay.
Not the people who heard your song. they are fans. And you know, yeah. So it's right. That's what I do basically.
Right. So now I got to know the real chemical formula behind the success of chemicals. That just be attached and get back to work. True, man. I mean, this is really the only thing
that's going to stay with you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And recently, I was in conversation with Shruti Harshan. She also released a new song. And she told me that when a person sort of goes through a turmoil, for her, okay, she's facing herself, that when she went through the turmoil, that was her motivation to sort of create a song. That was her motivation to sort of see the new sunshine and write an edge on it. So what it is for you, like, you know, for Arjun Kanumba, it's something different. He says that it's an art, it's a creative thing. You have to feel it. You go through a beautiful phase and you feel like emoting it out through songs. So everybody has a different perspective. So in your case, what is the perspective? What is your motivation to create the music?
See, everybody, all the creative individuals, whether it be directors and writers and musicians, they are all searching for inspiration. Searching for songs, searching for topics, searching for beats. So nonstop, my mind is nonstop thinking about what am I going to do next? How am I going to create something good? So my inspiration right now is it's a nonstop search which is going on. So you are looking at world with a different perspective altogether, always wanting a greed of a creative things, a greed of content. You know, so anything can be very inspirational for you. Obviously, you have to feel it. There are certain things, there are 98% things that you have to feel it internally, but it might happen externally also that people might just give you this and give you, put words in your mouth and put feelings in your heart that you might want to try this. So there are different kind of a thing. Obviously, first thing is for sure, all the artists, you have to feel something who are genuinely wanting to tell their own story and talk their state of mind and tell people their being, like how we used to listen to West music and every individual used to have their own identity, right? Their own self, like how it's happening with hip hop right now. Mm-hmm. Everybody got their own journey, their own language, their own stories to say. So you have to obviously go with it. You have to search within, and sometimes you have to search outside.
Right.
So it's a search going on. It depends. You can't be motivational. You can't be emotional all the time. You can't be preachy all the time. You can't be sad all the time. So you always want variations and things. So certain things you feel, certain things you push it and you feel it later.
True. And I'm very sure you've been a very good observant, that you've been trying to sort of fetch the motivation and, I mean, fetch the inspiration to sort of create your songs. As you said, you know, variation is something that really keeps going, keeps the entire journey going, right? Nobody wants to constantly learn, or nobody wants constantly motivation. There's a flow of emotions. There's a flow of deattachment. Correct. There's a flow of everything that a person wants. So I'm sure that it's going to be it is a bit of a difficult journey to sort of constantly bring in that variation. What would you like to say about it? How do you bring in so much of variation?
See, it's about what kind of mood that I'm in, what is the state of mind that life I am in. So it completely depends on your being. You know, right now, if you're feeling I'm very motivated, and if I'm feeling, I want to write this, I want to speak, you know, songs kind of speaks to you and tells you that, you know, write me, you know, put me out. I want people to listen to me. So it's a conversation that happened between an artist and a craft. True. You know, and you're constantly in that, if you know what I'm saying, you know. So it's a so you don't have to actually do a lot of things, and you have to just let it be and just flow, and it's going to happen automatically. You don't have to plan anything, you don't have to decide anything, you don't have to, you know, strategize anything. It is going to happen, and that moment is going to come. There are so many times that we sit and we are planning about a song that this should go first, and I'm damn sure this has to go next and whatever. And suddenly some thought pops in, and you run behind that and say, oh my God, I have to do this right now. Yeah. So it's, you know, it's a very divine process. It's a very, very divine process. It's that, you know, that has to come to you.
Right. True. Yeah. I can completely resonate with what you're trying to say. Very true. You want to complete some more?
No, that's it.
Yeah. And also now moving on to a very short segment wherein we want to know Dino very personally. So tell me first thing, which are the artists that you're listening currently? What's your year work been?
Sorry?
Which are the artists that you're currently listening to? What's your year work? Year work been?
Oh, year work. Right now I'm listening to Post Malone. I'm listening to Eminem all the time. I'm listening to old Rahman, actually. I'm listening to a lot of Rahman these days. I don't know why.
Oh,
and lovely. I was listening to Lamar. And I'm also listening to all 90s and 2000, you know, Dre, Eminem collaboration, you know, Kamikaze, all those kind of rap songs.
Lovely. The second one that I want to ask you is, define in one word, singing on studio and singing on stage.
Singing on stage, definitely. Singing on stage. Singing on studio gives you stage.
Oh,
so both are important.
right. And there's a new trend. I mean, I won't call it as a trend, but there's this new lineup that has happened that everybody is sort of getting engaged and married. Even Arjun is getting now. So tell us, Dino, when are you getting married? Because after the girlfriend song,
I am very happy.
Everybody's excited to know. Nation wants to know.
No. I have no plans, bro. I have completely focused on my work. And I, like I said, that you have to let it be. It's going to happen when it's going to happen. But right now, absolutely no plans at all. I'm a kid.
Oh, love that, Josh.
Chota sa. Yeah.
Nanna munna rahi.
Nanna munna rahi hu main to.
Very true. And not forgetting the fact that, come on, yaar, few lines if you could sing from Chemicals.
तो सरवर में घर वर में हर पल बस बड़बड़ में धर धर कपूतर धर दिल धर धर जी उम्र मर के करवट लू हर क्षण में पर्वत्ता अब कण में सर घर में मन सर दे अंदर भर भर दर दे खंडर जैसे मंजर जैसे खंजर करे पंजर मैं बंजर कर संगत सुरे हम दर तुरा तंग कर ढीले अंजर सारे पंजर तेरी संगत मेरी संपत पर संपत मेरी हम बट जस्ट वन वर्ड कैन कम्फर्ट सुनाने दे या मुझे जाने दे तू मुझे जीने के झूठे बहाने दे उन सारी यादों की अर्थी को कांधे दे तू मुझे था मेरे भले तू थाने दे उन सब अनजानी सी यादें लौटाने दे खो गया था मैं कब से खुद को पाने दे गाने दे गाने दे बस मुझको गाने दे गाने दे गाने दे गाने दे
ओहो Lovely, you know, I mean, it was breathless, like, you know, it was a one shot and lovely.
Yeah.
And aapne toh bahut kuch sikhaya hai aaj. I mean, each and every answer that you gave had a hidden meaning and was so insightful. And definitely, I consider myself incredibly lucky to get an opportunity to interact with you. And thank you so much
for being
on the show.
Same here, bro. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure talking to you, bro. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, bro. God bless.
All right. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you, bro.
Exactly. And all the beautiful listeners of House of Josh Season 2, today we were in conversation with Dino James, and what a beautiful and insightful interview. So without any further ado, listen to the entire episode. Do like, share, subscribe to House of Josh Season 2, and we come up with entertaining and insightful interviews every time. So stay tuned. Thank you.
Thanks, bro.
Thank you.
इस हब हॉपर ओरिजिनल को सुनने के लिए आपका शुक्रिया अगर आप भी अपना पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करना चाहते हैं तो हब हॉपर स्टूडियो वेबसाइट पे रजिस्टर करें और एक मिनट के अंदर अंदर अपना खुद का पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करें यही नहीं स्टूडियो देता है आपको पूरी आजादी कहीं भी कभी भी अपना पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करने की सिर्फ 3 आसान स्टेप्स में तो साथ में अपना पॉडकास्ट शुरू करने के लिए तैयार जस्ट हॉप ऑन हब हॉपर सिंपली कॉन्टेंट